7:18, the wake-up call continuing on WTLS, Score 94, Fun 101, and Facebook. And we've got a very special guest joining us here, Brian White, who is coming to Tallahassee Friday night, the Mount Vernon Performing Arts Center. Joins us via the phone lines this morning. And Brian, thank you for coming on. And, you know, we were going through, I was impressed that on your quick video saying looking forward to coming to town, you pronounced Tallahassee correctly. And that's a check mark in your favor already.
Well, I was glad to hear you say it this morning, because when I heard you say it, I was like, okay, I'm saying it right. That's good.
You did well. Last week, I talked with your manager a little bit, and he says you're doing a little hunting. You got that on the side. You got a family. Where were you doing your hunting?
Yes, sir. My brother and I go down to South Texas once a year. A friend of ours, a really dear friend of ours, has a ranch down there in Catula is the name of it. It's close to San Antonio, so...
All right. Well, I know you're making a tour. How many dates do you do a year? How many places do you hit?
Man, Michael, it varies every year, but I will say this. I mean, since September, we've sort of embarked on doing this theater tour, and it's just gone nuts. So for 2026, I mean, I don't really know. It just seems to be growing and growing, and this little concept of, you know, the storyteller acoustic concept is like really, really blowing up for us, and we've really been excited about it. So I don't know how many dates. I mean, there's a lot of them.
You've been around for a little while. You're still fairly young. You started young, and you've got a family, so I understand that. I know touring can be grueling, and you want to be with the family. So, and I've noticed, you know, thank you to Wikipedia. You're from Oklahoma. I was looking at some background on you. Married to an actress who was on a soap opera. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. We've been married. Erica and I have been married for 25 years, but she's competitive, so she'll always jump in and go, "Yeah, but we've been together for 28 years." You know, so. But I met my wife, of all places, I met my wife in L.A. at a benefit, and we didn't realize we grew up about an hour and a half from each other. She grew up in Tulsa, and I grew up in Oklahoma City. So.
Wow. Well, yeah, I've got my co-host, Trey Taylor, here. Trey, you've been out to Tulsa here recently, and we were talking,
I was talking to Brian. I didn't go to Tulsa.
Tulsa, though, has the Tallahassee connection to the Trail of Tears. Yeah. That's what I was telling you, Brian, during the break, is, you know, Tallahassee had the Creek settlement here, Tuckabatchee, as it was called. It was one of the biggest in the whole country, wasn't it, number one, we say, with the number of people?
It was the biggest concentration of Native Americans on the North American continent at one time.
And it's on property that Trey's family owns still to this day. The Trail of Tears led to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I mean, there's a tie pretty close to you.
There's your song right there. You need to make your song called the Trail of Tears.
Ah,
I'm telling you, that's a good idea. Let's write it together.
Let's do it, man. I'm telling you, man.
Oddly enough, my wife was adopted when she was about 5 days old in Tulsa. And she just found her biological parents about 2 years ago. And her mother is on the roll. She's actually on the roll. So my wife is Cherokee, and her biological father is from Mexico City. So she's got a really interesting story. So
that is interesting.
Well, there you go, man. I got to visit out there. It's a great town, Oklahoma City. So got to see a lot of things out there visiting, and you know. Hey, like I said, let's get that song, Trail of Tears. That'd be great, man.
They did a documentary that was shown at the theater there that you're going to be performing here this week on Friday night. So with some of the folks from Oklahoma came back to be a part of that.
No kidding.
Yeah, it sure right. did. Yeah,
sure
it,
did. That's David cool. David Frank, he's part of the Tefaco tribe.
Cool it is
and I was looking your background, you've had a lot of success, and it's not just performing, you know, singing, but you've done a lot of songwriting, so maybe you could write that song. How many songs have you done? And I know a lot of them you didn't even record, other artists have made hits out of.
Well, you guys got my wheels turning this morning. I was really fortunate to have a lot of songs recorded by people. I wrote a hit for Diamond Rio, and it was called Imagine That back in the 90s, and had songs on Leanne Rimes' records, sang on her records, Winona, Joe Diffie, quite a few, and it's just a blessing. It's nothing more flattering than when another artist records one of your songs, you know.
Well, you've had your own hits too, that some you've written yourself, and you know, multiple platinum records over the years. Everybody looks at that. To me, the one that stands out is You Got to Do That Song Just Now, probably still a huge wedding hit from this moment on. You and Shania Twain did a duet together. How did that come about?
Oh, yeah, man. That's the one I hear on aisle 9 of the grocery store. And then if I go to Japan, it's playing on the radio in Japan. You know, it's just crazy. I got a phone call from an actual phone call from Shania and Mutt Lang when I was on the bus back in, I don't know, I guess that was 97 or something. And they just, they said they loved my voice and wanted me to be a part of it. And they were actually right in the middle of kind of finishing up the song, and they wanted me to sing a little bit back to them. So we just kind of, yeah, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall in that conversation. I wish I'd recorded it or something. It was such a high energy kind of a conversation, but man, what an honor to be a part of such a global, successful record like that.
Yeah, I mean, huge hit across the board. Not only just a country hit, but a crossover hit that, again, is still so popular to this day. Did you actually get in the studio with them, or did you do your part elsewhere?
I did. At that time, they had a big, huge compound and studio up in Lake Placid, New York. So I had to fly to Canada, and then I came back down into the States from, I guess it must have been Ontario or something like that, and they had this giant studio right on this beautiful lake. They had a bunch of property up there, and I spent about 3 days with them just, you know, fine-tuning it and honing in on what the phrasing needed to be to match her, and we spent a lot of time and worked hard on it. So, yeah, we were all in the studio together. There's a little bit of footage of it on YouTube. You can find some of it.
I have to look it up. I won't ask you to go back and watch the Facebook video that we're on today where Trey and I did a duet together, karaoke style. It was the worst rendition of that song you've ever heard. So please don't go back and watch it. I know you're busy enough. You probably not got time for things like that. But yeah, she was at the height of her career at that time. There was nobody bigger than Shania Twain at that point, was there?
Oh, no. She was it, man. She was, I remember back earlier than that, people going, we don't know what to do with this. I remember being in the car with certain people, you know, just going, I don't get this. This is never going to fly, you know. And then all of a sudden, it's like the biggest thing since sliced bread, you know.
Yeah, you had your own hits too. That to me, I guess the favorite song I have is that Rebecca Lynn song you did. That was one of your first hits. Do you have a particular favorite yourself?
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one to answer because you know you're kind of like your kids. You kind of favor all of you. I guess my favorite one is the one I'm singing at the time, if that makes any sense. But I don't know. I'd say probably Rebecca Lynn, Love Is the Right Place, Not Supposed to Love You Anymore. Those are probably my top three, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, they're all good. And, we look forward to hearing those on Friday night. You were such a big star already at a young age. And your family apparently was in a little bit of music. It kind of got you started. I read that you started playing the drums at like 5 years old or something. But they realized you had a good voice. Is that all true? That's what, again, right on Wikipedia. Is that how it all came about?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's so much more than Wikipedia left on. But yeah, my parents were musicians. My dad was a really great guitar player. My mom still is a really great singer. And they, you know, the way they, you know, provided for my brother and I was they played in clubs and private parties and barn dances and stuff all through our childhood. And once my dad started kind of noticing that I was developing as a drummer, he really took the initiative to put me in and take me off the sidelines and start putting me in some scenarios to see how I fared, you know. And so I got it honest, you know. My dad kind of nudged me to get out there and start doing it. And then eventually I started singing, and my mom, you know, she's like, you need to follow this. You've got something going on here. And so my parents were always supportive all the way, you know.
What was it like making the transition to, you know, starting to go and do shows and actually record in a studio and becoming a star? I mean, does that change? That doesn't change you. Apparently you sound pretty grounded still to this day.
Well, don't be fooled, Mike. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I think when you get a deal and you get kind of thrust into the stream of all that stuff, you want to be better. So every scenario is a learning experience. And, you know, it sounds funny, but once I started having hits, you know, I just wanted to be better. And I was I was getting thrown in all these different scenarios, and it just, it made me better. And I started becoming really curious about the recording process. And so eventually I built my own studio, and I just became really intrigued at the whole recording process thing. And that was something I was passionate about. I've gotten better and better over the years. I think you're in the thick of it, and you're got all your contemporaries, and you're doing shows all the time. So you just want to keep up in your game. I like to think I'm still getting better, and I'm still learning even today, you know?
I want you to know this. Now, there's some history about the Tulsa Theater that you don't know. Hank Williams played there. Okay.
Oh, wow. You're kidding.
No. So he's played there. And then about 12 miles from here, he wrote the song Kalijah. Kalijah is up on Lake Martin. So you've got to go visit Kalijah Restaurant up there where the Kalijah Indian is at and get your picture taken. And that'll make you more famous here that you took that in. And you got to sing Kalijah in your concert, right?
Well, man, that's thanks for sharing. That's really cool, man. That's awesome.
Well, hey, you don't know. And when you walk into this, I mean, you've got the history now. And like I said, 12 miles from here, you can go get your picture taken in front of Kalijah. And that's part of the country music history. I mean, there is nobody hardly more famous than Hank Williams, right?
No, heck no. I've actually been to the gravesite over there. We go to Sandestin for vacation a lot, and we've stopped there just to see that before. That's really awesome. And I produced a record on a guy from Georgia a few years ago, and we recorded "Hey Good Looking." So, man, I'm a huge Hank fan, and so such an admirer from a songwriter perspective too. Man, gosh, he's written, I mean, standards, you know.
About all known, and I think in that theater, which is a 1930s era theater that came back to life here not too long ago, and we got it going great now. There's an air duct or something where he signed it. Right?
Yeah, right.
Hank Williams himself. So, well, Brian.
No kidding.
Maybe we can find that and show it to you somewhere.
It's a shadow box, in the shadow box right there by the popcorn plate.
Okay, you can look for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. We surely appreciate your time today. Thank you for choosing Tallahassee to do part of your tour, and we'll see you on Friday night. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Y'all too. Same here, and I'm really looking forward to it, man. Thank y'all so much.
We are too. Have a great day, Brian. We'll see you Friday.
You too. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Brian White.